Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we got a continuation, if you will, of really a part two of yesterday's show. And yesterday, hopefully you had an opportunity to tune into yesterday's show as we revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the 888 Lion's Energy Gate, which is the Crystal Christ grid or the Crystal Christ matrix. So today we want to talk about this 888 cosmic change that has taken place inside of the human body temple. The layout of the human cell is the layout of the sanctuary in the Old Testament. So in the sanctuary layout of the Old Testament, that was the holy place, that was the table of showbread, that was the bread of life, the altar of incense, the candlestick, what else was in there, the tables of stone, the bread of heaven, the Aaron's rod that budded, all of this, the Ark of the Covenant, all of this was inside of the tabernacle, inside of the Old Testament. So all of that is inside of the cell. Every single cell in the body is a tabernacle. Every cell in the body. So the ability to connect with the courtyard, the holy place, and the most holy place where the Christ, the Christos dwells, that takes place inside of the cytoplasma, which is the outer chamber. And then we go into the holies of holies, which is the nucleus of the cell. And so this takes place or there is a process that is, again, allows you to activate what is called the Christ awakened mental state. So everybody is in this state, or everybody has the potential to operate in this state. Now, it's extremely important, because we broke that state down yesterday, but today we want to talk about how you write the script from that state. This message is very important for you to understand how to write your own script. Now, a lot of people unknowingly give the editing power of the script writing capability to somebody else. Most people repeat back to us what we unknowingly whisper to them. Let me say that again. People are your reflections. The reason you draw them into your life is because you are them. So your wife or your husband is a mirror. That's why they are in your life. It is universally impossible to connect with someone that is not on your vibratory level. The only way that me and you are having this conversation, the only way that you are on this call today is you are the vibrational equivalent of the call. The only way. People repeat back to us what we repeat to them, meaning, what is your self-talk? Now, so the Christ awakens into captivity and see if it is of Christ. Now, remember, Christ is the messianic office. Bam. You're in the wrong office. So there, the sun and people around you, they are streaming information in the form of waves to you. These waves enter into you through your spiritual gateway, or the third eye. And then this is exposed to our consciousness, or to the body, or to the temple. So when you go out into the sun, the physical sun, the sunlight hits your skin, and the photons are turned into neurophotons. The sunlight carries heat and information. This information travels through the body, and it travels up through the optic nerves, and it travels up to your pineal gland and your pituitary gland and your amygdala, and it creates secretions. These are the secrets that's released throughout of the organs. So the pineal gland specifically, which is referred to as the third eye or the eye of Buddha in some of the ancient texts, this, again, is a microcosm of the macrocosm. This is what some people call your inner eye or your third eye. So when this information reaches that point, the photon is turned into a particle. And this particle, again, is what you speak to yourself, should be speaking to yourself. So in English, what does all this mean? This just means that you bring about what you think about. That's exactly what the Bible says. So let's break this down, because I don't know if you understand what I just said. Because if you understood what I just said, you'd be jumping and shouting right now, because now you understand that people repeat back to you what you say to them. So if you say something different to them, they're going to repeat back something different to you. People are repeaters. They're mirrors. They're your, when you meet somebody, there's this one guy on YouTube, I forgot his name, that when he meets people, he says, reflection. He calls everybody reflections. They say, hi, what's going on, my reflection? How you doing, reflection? How you doing, reflection? And that's an accurate term. That's an accurate greeting, reflection, because everybody is a reflection of us. People reflect back to us. You are a boomerang. You get back. The Bible says, again, some people call it karma. What you send out, you get back. So never feel something you don't want in your life. Let me say that again. Somebody should write that down. Never feel something you do not want manifested in your life. Let me say that again. You still didn't get it. Never feel something that you do not want manifested in your life. You still didn't get it. Let me say it again. Never feel something. Because the Christ-awakened mental disposition, you control the narrative. You don't let nobody come. Nobody outside of you should change the feelings that's going on inside of you. That's the Christ awakened mental state. Let me say that again. Nobody outside of you should change the feelings that's going on inside of you. Now, let it register. Nobody outside of you. Now, who controls your feelings? Nobody outside of you. Let me say it again. Nobody outside of you. I got to listen again. Nobody outside of you. Let me say it one more time. Nobody outside of you should be able to control the feelings that's going on inside of you. Nobody. 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 I know what you're thinking, women, but my husband. I know what you're thinking, men, but my wife. Nobody outside of you should be able to control, manipulate your feelings that's going on inside of you. Nobody outside of you should be able to control your feelings because your feelings are inside of you. Nobody. Unfortunately, that's not the Christ awakened mental state. That's not the mind of Christ that he talks about in Philippians 2:5. See, nothing outside of Christ controls the inside of Christ. So nobody outside of you should be able to control what's going on inside of you. Nobody. So you have to get to the mental state where nothing outside of you can affect what's going on inside of you. Now, Brother Will, that sounds great, brother. But see, you don't understand my situation, my brother, the way my savings account is set up. You know, you don't understand my husband. You don't understand my wife. You don't understand my supervisor or my job. You don't understand this. You don't understand all of the vibrational frequencies. It was really interesting back in the day when I was studying Roy Raymond Rice and some of the pioneers of frequency monitoring. And they developed this Hertz wave identifier. And they took different frequencies and plants and smells. For example, lavender has a frequency of 118 megahertz. And, you know, Jupiter has 98 megahertz. And peppermint has 78 megahertz. Basil has 52 megahertz. And they measured the frequencies of the different essential oils. And they noticed that the frequencies of essential oils usually begin at around 52 megahertz. And they measured the frequency of basil oil, and it went up really high to 320 megahertz. And then they compared different frequencies, like with dry herbs, with fresh herbs, with processed canned food. Processed canned food had no measurable frequency whatsoever. Zero. It didn't even register. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Processed canned foods had no frequency whatsoever. Even fear has a frequency. Hate, everything else. So processed canned food is basically like you've eaten death. That's how bad it is. So then they went on, and I studied under the guy by the name of Dr. Robert Becker, Robert O. Beck, and Dr. Bob Beck, and then Dr. Robert Becker. He had a book called The Body Electric. It's available free now. It's an old book. You can get it free online. It's called The Body Electric. And in this book, they continued with this frequency. Now, again, we're talking about the Christ-awakened mental state. It is a frequency. It is a mental disposition that overrides all other dispositions. And Dr. Becker piggybacked off of Dr. Royal Raymond Rice, who was an MD back in 1888 or 1880s. And Royal Raymond Rice developed a frequency generator. And so you could generate a frequency. And according to Dr. Royal Raymond Rice, in the 1800s, every cell, every tissue, and every organ in your body has its own frequency. So let me make sure you understand. I don't know if you understand it. Well, you know what? Let me continue a little bit more. So Dr. Royal Raymond Rice, he measured the frequency of cancer and all of the other diseases. And then he found out that the human cell can change or it can mutate their frequency. But how do you change or mutate your frequency? Now, remember, cancer, everything has a frequency. And you can measure it, or everything has what they call a vibratory resonance. So the Christ mental state has a vibratory resonance. Now, they found out that specific frequencies can destroy cancer cells, bacteria, and viruses. Now, I've talked about this before. I have a chemical substance. You know, they call it MMS online. And, you know, about once a month or so, I drink some MMS. Now, MMS is basically bleach. Now, do you know anybody that would take commercial-grade bleach and drink it? I don't know nobody. So MMS is basically sodium chloride and citric acid. So when you mix sodium chloride and citric acid, you get biodegradable or edible or drinkable bleach. Now, I would like, everybody got bleach in their home. I would like to get you some. Now, I use Clorox wipes. And on the Clorox wipes, it says on the box, kills 99.9% of all virus and bacteria. $10,000 if your bleach, Clorox, now I don't know about the other bleach, but Clorox, if that's not a correct statement. I'm looking at a box right now of Clorox wipes. And it says there on the box, kills 99.99%. Now, I can live with that. That's a 0.01%. So if it does that outside, what do you think it's going to do inside? Now, I don't recommend drinking Clorox, but I do recommend drinking what I got, which is called WPS. And if you email me, I can see the information. It's online for free. There's a bunch of research already done on MMS. Blah, you know, some people say yes, some people say no. Yeah, whatever. At the end of the day, if Clorox bleach can destroy all known disease, let's just say, you know, bacteria for lack of a better term, then this sodium chloride and citric acid does the same thing. Now, this is a broad level overview of a very deep subject. So the same way when I'm talking about, again, the molecular structure of the body, and if you are a boardroom certified emergency doctor, as I was contacted by a doctor at Mississippi State General or whatever, when I was talking about surgery or talking about metaphysics, I overstand. So let's be real. There's a huge difference between what I'm talking about and bleach. That's why we don't drink bleach, because bleach and MMS is not the same thing. That's why you can drink MMS and you can't drink bleach. I hope I don't have to make that statement, but just in case I do, if there's some dull blades out there, do not drink bleach. That is not what I'm saying. I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today the importance of understanding on a molecular level the molecular compound or substances that works outside the body. Although they are different, there is some compounds that works inside the body to help you to maintain optimal health, which also translates mentally. There is a mental disposition that works outside the body to cleanse, to also hurt. You can listen to, for example, this is proven, 432 hertz versus the 444. There's debates and arguments. Dr. Leonard Hurwitz says that the hertz is 520. There's a big debate over the love frequency. I don't need to know the exact, I don't give a beep if it's 438. It's like I don't give a beep if sodium chloride and citric acid. I'm not concerned about the molecular structure because I'm not a biochemist. But what I am concerned about is the food, because I'm a fruit inspector and I'm a results. I get immediate measurable results. And so I don't major in the minors. The goal, my brothers, the goal, my sisters, is to understand that God has given you a mindset. This mindset is a specific frequency. And the human cells start to change whenever your frequency drops below 62 megahertz or 7 on the pH scale, which makes you acidic, which means in English, there are certain thoughts. As I say all the time, I don't have the luxury of having a negative thought. So I don't have those thoughts. We're talking about there's a cosmic change that has taken place. It's already done. 8/28/218 was yesterday. So now this cosmic change has taken place. So there's nobody that's listening to the sound of my voice that your frequency should drop below 62 megahertz. Because 58 megahertz is the frequency of the flu, influenza. 55 megahertz is a deeper, another version of it, say like the flying flu, the swine flu. Then 52 megahertz is when the body gets into what they call, that's called the Epstein-Barr virus. There's 42 megahertz, and that's when cancer shows up. 20 megahertz is when you are exiting stage left. When the body drops below 20, that's called you're clinically dead. That's the death process begins anytime the frequency drops below 20 megahertz. And so the question is, okay, Brother Will, what affects the body? Excitotoxins. Now, I've talked about this on many of my shows. This is getting to the nutritional aspect. Why? Because I need to show you that your mind can override your frequency. I need you to understand the power of you. If you are having awakened, wake up, homie. Wake up. My sister, I love you, but you got to wake up. You're not no Paul Creator no more. You made the image and likeness of the king. You don't need technology. You don't need toys. You don't need tools. Now, the MMS or the WPS that I got is for maintenance. I don't take it every day. I don't take it every week. I take it maybe once a month to help maintain optimal health because I know my mind may fall off a day or two. So there are frequency. That's you. You are a frequency generator. So the Christ-awakened mental state means you control the narrative because people repeat back to you what you send out through your frequency. But it is an unconscious whisper. I call it mind chatter. Some people call it self-talk. We talked about it yesterday. So it's, what I'm saying right now is really not important. What's important is what you're saying to yourself. So if you're saying to yourself, I am a loser, guess what, boo-boo? You are guaranteed to vibrate Loserville. And you're going to draw people. You're going to send out a message. This is what you're doing unknowingly. Many of us, we're sending out a message. And the people come into their life and they read the script that you sent them. Let me say that again. So you go to the car lot. You want to get a new car. But the script you got is, I got bad credit. And I don't know if I can qualify. When you get to the car lot, I guarantee you the guy at the car lot is going to say, sir, we would like to sell your car today, but you got bad credit, and we don't think you can qualify. So come back when you get your credit a little better. Why? That's exactly what you said before you got there. People repeat what you say before you get there. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me tell it again. See, the Christ-awakened mental state controls the narrative of other people. You tell people what you want them to tell you. I mean, that's what I do. See, I write my own script. I'm getting ready to get on a plane right now from something that was in my brain about 6 months ago. Why? I wrote the script. And so there's somebody who's looking for what you got. I'm a peak performance coach. So there's somebody who's looking out there who's looking for somebody who can help them operate on peak performance. So all I did was resonate with people who are looking for peak performance coaches. That's why I have the life management system. It ain't for everybody. It's for people who want to manage their lives. So before you show up and you say, hey, Doc, I saw your thing. You know, you got the life management system on sale. You telling me what I just told you. Why are you telling me that? Because I just told you to tell me that. So people come into my life and they tell me, and so when they show up, I already know what they're going to say because I've already told them what to say. It's the ability to understand that the Christ-awakened mental state precedes you because you are vibrating. You are drawing people into your life that has a script that matches yours. So it's like you are auditioning people. You're having an audition, and you're calling people to audition for a play. and you're looking for characters to you're writing the script. You are the script writer. You are the director, and you are the star in your own movie called your life. So the Christ awakened state is the under, over, and understanding that you bring in every thought into captivity. You do not allow no thoughts to come into your brain that doesn't match up with where you're going. Now, let me make sure you understand, because if you don't have that disposition established, guess what happens? The universe establishes it for you or somebody else. So you got two dispositions and two people who writing their own script. The person who has who is the most certain, because uncertainty produces fear, and fear produces uncertainty. So you go to the car lot, and you're not certain that you're going to get a car. I go to the car lot, and I am certain I'm going to get a car. Guess what happens? I drive off with the car that you're supposed to have, because I was certain, and you were not. So if you don't operate, again, that's Christ. The Christ mindset is awakened mindset. The Christ awakened mindset is totally different from what you've been taught. Or what most people have been taught. Why? Because we understand 2 Corinthians chapter 10. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we'll start with verse 1. Our primary verse is going to be verse 4, to maintain the Christ awakened. So a lot of people have the Christ, but there's pathogens, there are pollutants, there are excitotoxins, there's negative thinking, there's poor health, there's fluoride, there's chemtrails, there's all of these things that diminish your frequency. Every thought and every feeling has a vibrational quality that can be measured. Let me say that again. Thought and every feeling has a vibrational equivalent that can be measured. Guess what a negative mental state vibrates at? 12 megahertz. Do you remember what the megahertz of clinical death is? 20. When you have a negative thought, you are projecting death. You're vibrating on a level of that actually is below clinical death. Again, scientifically proven. So you cannot afford, unless you want to die. So if you're interested in leaving this planet, okay, keep thinking that, you know, nobody loves me, you know, man, life is hard, I'm just a poor critter, I don't know what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter what's going on outside of you. The only thing that matters is what's going on inside of you. That's why it's so important. Processed canned foods, they got a frequency that can't even be registered. So when you eat that stuff, and I, you know, every once in a while I eat something knowingly, and then I drink my lemon water, and I get that death out my system. Why do people die? Because they eat death. Processed canned foods has no vibratory signature. I don't know if you understand what that means. That's like putting cancer in your body. Now, I know most black folks, that's, you know, that's what we eat every day. And we wonder why at 60 we can't walk up a flight of stairs. Processed canned foods has no nutritional value. Zero. Zip. Zada. It does the body death. It has the frequency of death, below death. So a positive mental attitude or prayer or meditation, bam, it automatically raises your frequency. Again, you should be at about 62, 70. Like my resting heart rate, which is totally different from your mental frequency, is around between 60 and 65. So you should be vibrating on a high frequency. Positive thinking, prayer, meditation raises your vibratory rate by 10 points automatically without you doing nothing, just thinking positively. So I recommend that you retune the body. Well, the word repent is another word for retune. So the normal vibratory rate is between 62 and 68 megahertz. That is a vibratory state that is considered pretty healthy. You're okay. Between 62 and 68. Now, some people equate that to your heart rate, but remember, we're talking about frequency. We're not really talking about, we're talking about megahertz. So it's a little bit different from the pH balance. The goal is to understand what Dr. Richard Gerber, remember the guy from, you know, Gerber Foods? Well, this is the guy that developed Gerber Foods. He was the author of what is known today as vibrational medicine. So he came out with vibrational medicine. This is called, again, understanding the energetic kingdom. Now, your intention changes the coherence of frequencies naturally. Oh, man, drop mic exit stage left. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your intention produces or changes the coherent frequencies naturally. So your intention, so what is your intention today? Do you intend to cause me bodily harm? That produces death in you and me. So is your intention is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, according to the Bible, according to the Helios Biblios, the Sun Book. The Sun Book. Why is the Bible called the Sun Book? Not only the S-O-N, but the S-U-N. The reason that the Bible is called the Sun Book is because the sun is life. And we are children of life. That's why I have the life management system. That means that you are destined to have a life that is based upon light. Because the Bible says that he is the not only the life, but he's also the light of the world. So in heaven, there is a light that never goes out. That's why you are a light being. We are all light beings. So sunlight, your feelings and your emotions are energized by sunlight as well as sunlight. So S-O-N and S-U-N, both lights. It's this ability to understand what it talks about, again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, which says, 10 verse 1, now I, Paul, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who is present, or who in present, or who has appeared, when you present, being absent and bold towards, this is verse 2, 2 Corinthians 10, 2, when you present, being absent and bold with the confidence of that which I think towards some who think of us as walking according to the flesh. In English, that means some people have no confidence. They have no courage. So confidence, now remember, what is fear? What is a low vibration? A low vibration is uncertainty. That's why clarity is high vibration. Unclarity is low vibration. What is the Christ awakened state? Confidence. What is confidence? Clarity. What is clarity? Crystal clear purpose. So you got a goal in the area of wealth, but you don't have clarity. That means you have poverty. Where clarity does not exist, poverty exists. Clarity destroys poverty. That's what I'm doing. The Dallas seminar is entitled Dare to Be You. Purpose destroys poverty. If another word for purpose is clarity. The Christ awakened state is a state of clarity. Okay, what are we clear about, Brother Will? We're clear about our intentions. Why? The intention changes death to life. Oh, man, I don't know if you got it. So what's your intention? The universe that we live in is controlled by intention. The Christ awakened state, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in a form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. So what are your intentions? Well, my intentions are the fruit of the Spirit. So why would my intentions be the fruit of the Spirit? Now, how come my intentions is not the fruit of the flesh? Well, the fruit of the Spirit is the only thing that can override laws. So people tell me, I tell people all the time, these lower level laws, they don't apply to me. They may apply to you, but they don't apply to me. Well, how come they apply to you, but they don't apply to me? Because I'm walking in the Spirit. Because the Bible says if you walk in the Spirit, you cannot and you will not. You're not subject to the laws of the flesh. So Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So if you do these things, laws don't apply. Now, I know what you're thinking, because this is the same thing that it says in biology. So Dr. Terry Friedman came up with a book entitled Freedom Through Health. And he talks about in this book how to restore to the body by maintaining clarity to the mind. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So this doctor proved that your intention restores health to the body if you can maintain your vibration. It's called vibrational healing or distant healing. So if it can heal your body, I'm sure it can do something with your finances. I'm sure it can do something with your relationships. It can surely obviously do something with, again, your wisdom. So the true Christ awakened state is the ability to control the narrative. Let me say it again. The true Christ awakened state is the ability to control the narrative, to write the narrative, to write the script, to understand that mind chatter controls matter. That's the true Christ awakened state. That's the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly, which is an organization I started 20 years ago to get to the point where I'm at today, which is mind chatter controls matter. So my mind controls my matter. So when I meet you, I program you to my frequency. So when you meet me, you say what I've already told you to say. But you don't even know that you're saying it. You think those thoughts are your own. But those thoughts were programmed into you because those thoughts are part of you. Now, the reason that you vibrate, now remember, this is called vibrational equivalence. This is called equivalence of form. This is the ability to understand what Christ understood. So when Christ walked up to somebody, he knew the problem that they had inside of their body because of his ability to have discernment. So Christ drew to himself the people that was like himself. And then Christ had the ability to heal the people that needed his specific healing modality or his specific frequency. You have the same ability. You draw to yourself the people who need yourself, because they are a vibrational. You are the vibrational remedy. You are capable of healing or rebalancing not only yourself, but also other people by maintaining a Christ awakened state, which is a state of certainty, which is a state of understanding clearly what you want, which is based upon what God designed. So to be crystal clear, Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Notice its fruit and notice its spirit. Notice, again, its fruit. It's not vegetables or it's not meat. And notice it is spirit. Why is that important? Well, I have a book called Theocentric Nutrition. Now, in this book on theocentric nutrition, I break down the importance of under, over, and understanding what we call the dietary laws. Well, there are certain mental dietary laws, just like there are biological dietary laws. And inside of my book, The Theocentric Nutrition, I break down the 7 keys to living disease-free. And I talk about these God-centered nutritions that's designed to assist you with digestion, ingestion, absorption, assimilation, and excretion, and how we all should be eating phytotoxins or phytonutrients. Notice the word is spelled P-H-Y, but it should be spelled F-I-G-H-T. They fight for you. That's why they're called phytotoxins and phytonutrients. And they are called excitotoxins. They go in and they either excite or they either fight. So the food that you eat is very important. Why? Fruit cleanses the body. Vegetables heal the body. Well, mentally, same, same. So mentally, we have to think. We need to clean the body. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Why? Fruit cleanses the body. So that way the Word of God can heal the body. So the fruit of the Spirit, that means the mental disposition. Why? I just read to you the frequencies that maintain mental health, and we just went over that your frequency changes the molecular structure of what is called the coherence of lower level frequencies, meaning the Word of God changes the word that's not of God. It is more powerful than words that are not of God. So some people call that positive thinking. So the Christ awakened state means what it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind, let this mental disposition be in you. So there is a mental disposition that must be in you. Many of us don't have that mental disposition. So this is the theocentric mindset. Now, brothers and sisters, when I talk about mindsets, remember, people repeat back to you exactly what you tell them. Let me say that again. People repeat back to you exactly what you tell them. I love the way Mike Tyson says it. Mike Tyson said he wins every fight before he enters the ring. The fight game is a mental game. It's a mental match. The man that understands that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood understands the Christ mindset. Most people think I'm their enemy or you their enemy. Most people dislike other people. They don't dislike ruling dispositions. They don't understand Philippians 2:5 when it says, let this mind be in you. Notice the mind is outside of you. Nobody outside of you should be able to control what goes on inside of you. Nobody, but they do. The government can call you right now and blow your mind. The IRS call you right now, you be on the bridge. You come home and your wife of 30 years decides that she's leaving you for your neighbor, what are you going to do? Let me make sure that you understand the power of the mind. See, Philippians 2:6 says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. When we talk about the Christ mindset, and this is a cosmic change that was established by the big G due to the planetary alignment, if you want to get into astrotheology. Or if you want to get into biology, as I talked about before, we can get into, or you want to break it down biologically? We can definitely break it down. We can get into, over and understand what I just talked about, how each cell in the body is actually identical to the tabernacle or to the temple that was built out in the desert in the Old Testament. And we can go through all of the vibrations, and we can talk about the 12 cell salts that's inside the body that line up with the 12 zodiac signs, that line up with the 12 disciples, that line up with the 12 cranial nerves, that line up with the 12 attributes, that line up with the 12 tribes, attribute. Tribes is inside of the word attribute. There are 12 different cell salts that are present in every cell inside of every human body. 12. Why 12? Biologically, do you want to talk biology? I don't know if you want to talk biology. Not with me. You might want to go with your Bible. Then we can talk biology, and I can use my biology to prove your Bible, because I do this for a living. This is what I get paid to do. I was born to do this. And now it's extremely important, because everybody has one issue. What is the issue that we all have? The issue that we all have is we don't have clarity. And the reason we don't have clarity is because we entertain too many dispositions. We don't have this mind. What mind, Brother Will? Let's go to Philippians 2:5. So in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5, it tells us, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. So in the Philippians, there is a phrase, for lack of a better term, that gives us the English word mind. So everybody that's listening to me need to have this phrase.
Strong's G, 5426. Phraneo. Phraneo.
Phraneo. So that word in the Greek word for the English word, mind. Phraneo, it simply means to have an understanding, to feel. I've been saying this for a long time. You bring about what you feel. Never feel nothing that you do not want to make real. So why do we make people feel bad? Why do you make people, not you, but people you know. Why do you make people feel bad? because do you want them to be bad? Now, as a parent, that's tough, you know. Kid does something wrong. But what if we just made our kids feel good all the time? Then they would draw good. They would resonate with good. They would want to be good. So the mind, it says, let this mind, the word mind means feeling. So the feeling comes from to have an opinion of oneself, to think of oneself. Let me read this again. Strong Concordance G 5426. In the Bible, the word mind means for nail, to think for oneself and to think of oneself. Now, when I was a young one, stopper, they told me don't do that. They said, boy, put other people before you. Don't be selfish. And I said, yes, sir. So I grew up thinking that I was supposed to put other people before me. Now, it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, to understand. I'm not talking about the flesh part of you. I'm talking about the fruit of the spirit. I'm talking about what do I put forward? What do I think about? Now, I'm supposed to feel something. I'm supposed to feel what? I am supposed to feel love. I'm supposed to feel it. I'm supposed to feel joy. I'm supposed to feel peace. I'm supposed to feel it. Now, the problem that I have is people don't feel. That's why it's not real. The Christ mindset is feelings. So you mean to tell me, how would you feel if you won the lottery? Whatever the answer to that question is, that's what you should feel every day. I don't know what the answer is, but you tell me. If you won, let's keep it respectable. Let's say you won a lottery for $1 million. For $1 million, to $1 million, to some people, that's peanuts. But to $1 million, to other people, that's a lot of money. So whatever that lot of money is for you, maybe $100,000 for you. But let's say for $1 million for the sake of argument. So whatever that feeling is, can you close your eyes and imagine yourself winning $1 million? I don't know about you. I would love everybody. I mean, I already do. But it would be a lot. The density of the love would be more. It would be more dense. That means it would be more condensed. That's the Christ mindset. You got to awaken that you're already a millionaire. Because remember, if you can feel like a millionaire, you'll be a millionaire. By law, by universal spiritual law, because Galatians 5 says, let me read it again in the King James, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such things, there is no law. There is no law higher than this. There is nothing higher than the Christ mindset, nothing. So if you are vibrating on this mindset, you have an acculine body of like 9.0, 10. The highest acculinity rate comes from love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance, faith. Against such things, no other vibration can match that vibration. So the Christ mindset is to vibrate like that. How do you vibrate? Like to feel it. How do you feel it? Think it. But you just can't think it. You got to actually be it. That's how you feel it. See, feelings come from beings. Let me say that again. Nothing outside of you should be able to control you. Now, it could hurt you. It could hit you, knock you down, but it can't control you. It can't make you go left, right, up, down. It can't control you. It may hit you, knock you down. I'm not saying you're not supposed to have no emotions. I'm just saying that when it hits you, knock you down, and they say, okay, I just took all your money, so now go rob a bank. You should not be controlled to the point where something that happened outside of you make you go do something that is not inside of you. That's the Christ mindset. The Christ mindset is nothing outside of me can override my morality, my moralities, my morals, my values, my ethics, nothing. The Christ mindset, again, is one's own self. It means to think of one's own self as what? To be wise. It's to be the same. It means to direct one's mind. It means to seek one's advantage or to seek one's interest. The Christ mindset means to seek one's advantage. In other words, for purpose. Now, the Christ mindset, the word phroneo has another underlying Greek word.
Strong's G, 5424. Phrane.
So we're going to break down phrane and then nail. So phrane means parts of the heart, mind, faculty of perceiving and knowing. About the heart. Why? The heart is the faculty. It is the part of the body where your perceiving and your judging and your knowing takes place. Why? According to heartmath.org, the heart emits 100 times more electricity and magnetism than the brain. So we're talking about the heart. So that you have to know something in the heart that it is beneficial to the self. Now, the next Greek word that we need to break down for the word mind.
Strong's G, 5420. Phraso.
Phraso means to block. It means to stop. It means to close. It means to make silent. Whoa. Let me say that again. Phraso. Now, remember, this is what you should have in your brain right now. This is didactic. This is a step-by-step process. Because remember, first thing that we started off with was phroneo. Now, this is very important because we're talking about you ordering your steps instead of leaving it up to quote-unquote chance or somebody else. Now, I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. You can do that if you like. I'm just not into doing it. Phroneo said, okay, to feel. So I'm supposed to feel something. Brother Will, that's great, dude. Feel. What am I feeling? I'm feeling an opinion of my own self. So the mind means what you think about your own self. Remember the show I did, Self-Worth Determines Net Worth? Remember what I said, that in order to change your conditions, you have to change your self-image. Phroneo, mind, means self-image. Your only problem is you don't see yourself the way God does. That's why I say I see myself as God. I don't pray to God. I pray as God. Because I read in Psalms 82 and Luke 17, do you not know that ye are gods, but you shall die like men? Okay, I don't want to die like a man. I want to live like a God. So how do I do that? Think like God. Now, what does that mean? God means love. Now, the Bible says God is love. He didn't, you know, he created it. He is it. I mean, he didn't create it. He is love. So we read yesterday, we said anybody who does not have love, they are not born of God. So love is the foundation of being God. Because God is love. He didn't create love. So if you are being love, I'm not talking about giving love. I mean being it. What does that mean? That means that you have the feeling. What does that mean? That means you have this overwhelming love. That means you have compassion for other people. That means you meet somebody and they look at you and they don't like you because you're black. But you just like, man, I just like them. You don't even know why. And you just hug them and they like, get off me, man. And you just want to help them. I don't need your help. They're just angry and they're blah, blah, blah. Get away from me. You just like, oh, I love you. God bless you. They don't even understand. You just love everybody. That's God. That's what you should be being. That's being God. When I say being God, I'm not talking about going out and, you know, creating trees and planets. I'm talking about being what God is to us, which is love. God says, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. If you want to see God, go outside and look at your neighbor. Because God is in your neighbor, he's operating as your neighbor, and he's manifesting himself through your neighbor. The Bible says, how can you love God who you have not seen, but you hate your neighbor who you see every day? Oh, yeah. See, what had happened was, the way my savings account is set up, it ain't set up to love my neighbor, Brother Will, but I love God, brother. I had never seen him, but I love him. We talk every night. Really? I don't know what God you're talking to. You full of hate, but you claim you love God. That's a lie from the pit. Feelings, brothers, it means to have an opinion of oneself. What is your opinion of yourself? What do you think of yourself? Now, I'm not telling you no egotistical, arrogant, cocky bullshitness. I'm talking about, do you see yourself as a loving person? That's a Christ mindset. It ain't no mystical stuff like, well, there's metaphysical, brother. I got on the mind of Christ. Yeah, but what does that mean in English? Well, I don't want to talk to you about it, brother. Exactly, because you ain't got it. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, suffering long. So you suffer for one day and you're like, oh, man, I'm out. It's gentleness. It's goodness. It's faith. It's meekness. It's temperance. So I can do a one-hour show on each one of those words. We're just running through it. That's the Christ mindset. That is why 888 mindset is so difficult to maintain. Because people walk around, yeah, brother, I praise Jesus. I love God, really. And if you have to wait more than 5 minutes in line, you want to curse somebody out. You have no long suffering, Brother Will. You ain't got no gentleness. You got no meekness, no temperance. Faith has left the building. The Christ mindset meaning I have an opinion of myself that is based upon the word of God. It's not based upon the freaking conditions or traditions of men. It's an opinion of oneself. Notice it's not an opinion of anybody else but you, boo-boo. So why are you worried about Jim Bob down the street? God is talking to you. It's opinion of oneself. Nobody else. This is you and God. That's just first base. I could spend a couple of hours just talking about first base for a nail. Then we go to the second word. Remember the second word we said was frame, P-H-R-E-N, frame. What does that mean? That means it's a part of the heart where the mind resides. As I said, you got three brains. Here's the biblical proof of your third brain. It's in your heart. The heart, my brothers, not the head. Oh, you love me because, you know, the Bible says, well, man, I got to love that dude. Bible says, love your brother. Come over, dude. Let me give you a hug. No, you love me with your head, but your heart, the Bible says, your heart is far removed from me. I know a lot of people, they got head knowledge, but they got no heart knowledge. Your heart got to be in it, brother, in order for you to win it. If your heart is not in it, you can't win it. How come? You can't perceive nothing. Now, remember, the absence of perceiving is what? Poverty. The ability to perceive, no. Discernment, that means certainty. So the second part of the puzzle is certainty, because that's what perceiving means, the ability to perceive, the ability to be certain of something. Then we went to third base. And third base was the word, let me say, what's third base? Let's go back to third base again.
Strong's G, 5420. Frasso,
yeah. Frasso, that's spelled P-H. Sounds like the F, but it's spelled P-H-R-A-S-S-O, Greek word, phraso. That means to block. What are we blocking, Brother Will? That means to stop. That means to shut it down. That means to close up. That means to make it silent. That means you cut off all the naysayers, brothers and sisters. Silence. So hold up, time out. Phraso. Silence, block up, put up, all of these words, what does that mean? How do we put all of this together? Like, who and what are we blocking? Why are we closing out? Brothers and sisters, this is the Christ mindset. You block. Now, remember, we got to reverse engineer it now. We got the three words. We could go deeper, but we're out of time. Number one. We got to put up a fence. We got to block. So that means you got to stop. What are we stopping, Brother Will? Everything that doesn't allow your heart to perceive what is based upon the word of God. Let me say it again. I don't know if you got it. Somebody should write that down. This is the Christ mindset. This is the only reason why you don't already write your script, so that way you can live the life of your dreams. Now, I'm getting off the phone, getting ready to go to the airport on an all-expense-paid trip by one of my clients who sees my worth and my value. Why? Because I told them what they're telling me. So I ordered this about 6 months ago, maybe not even that long. What did I do? I just saw something on Billions and I liked it, and I was like, you know what, I want to create that for myself. I put that in my brain. Remember, I feel. Why? Because I'm certain. Why? Because I am a peak performance life coach. Why? Because that I looked at my Dear Kinnear report, and I saw my numbers on that chart, and it gave me compassion, and it gave me discernment, and it made me for the underdog, and helped to make the underdog the top dog. So I go out and I find underdogs, and I make them top dogs, because I was once an underdog. I used to walk around the streets of Richmond, Texas, freaking looking for something to eat, because we was broke as a joke. Not no more, though. But that's where I started at, brothers and sisters. And how did I get to this point? By understanding what I'm telling you. The Christ awakened state. It does no good to be saved and if you still sleep. It does no good to have a relationship with Christ if you ain't awake. You must be awake. What does that mean? That means that you block everything that doesn't align with the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, against the things there is no law. Then what happens next? Then your heart chakra is activated. So now you have discernment. You can perceive things and you can judge, okay, which way do I go? You don't have no questions because you already know everything. How do I know that you know everything? Because God told me, because he's written it in his word. He said that he's given you everything that you need for life and godliness. I mean, you already got it, past tense. He said that he wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. That he said that he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said that ask and you shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. So we have been given. The word of God is not written on tablets of stone any longer. It's written in the hearts and in the minds of his people. So we have it. So, okay, well, where is it at? You have a faulty view. It means your opinion of yourself does not align with God's word of yourself. Not the flesh, the spirit. Your opinion of the way that you feel is not real. You're a child of the king. You have access to the throne. This is a commonwealth. That means the wealth is common. Everybody rich. So why you walk around like a poor critter? I don't know. Well, I do know. You walk around like a poor critter because somebody told you it was a poor critter. But I mean to tell you that you ain't a poor critter, homie. You're a child of the king. You're a daughter of the king. You're a royal priest. You're a holy nation. You're a joint heir. You've been justified. You've been glorified. You've been sanctified. You've been set aside. Arise and take your rightful place. Pick up your sword. You can walk through the shadow of death and fear no evil. Why? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So arise, my brother, and feel it. See, it's one thing to frequently repeat it. I frequently repeat scriptures all day. But if there is no emotional charge, if I don't impress you, you cannot express you. So are you impressed? You should be. You should be impressed with yourself. That way you can express yourself. See, I'm impressed with me. That's why I can express me. Ain't no shame in my game. I ain't shy. I ain't afraid to make no YouTube videos. I ain't afraid to talk on Blog Talk. I can go talk to the three. Invite me to the White House, Trump. I'll be on Trump's ticket. Black, and I don't give a beep. I'll be the only black dude over there. Let him choose. Invite me to the White House if you want to. I go to a Satanist seance. Turn it out. All them fools will be ex-Satanists when I finish. Why? Ain't no shame in my game, homie. I have an opinion of myself that is based upon the word of God, that establishes the spirit of God. So let this mind be in you, brother. Let this mind be in you, sister, that was in Christ Jesus. So whatever mind Christ had, and he had a very sharp mind, he was raising people for the dead. He was feeding people with two loaves of bread and four fishes or whatever it was. Christ did a lot of miracles. Whether you believe the story or not is irrelevant. What's important is for you to understand the substance. You have the mind of Christ. Why aren't you acting like Christ? Jesus said, the things that I have done, you shall do, and even greater things. So are you doing greater things than Christ? If not, why? I know why. Because you think you're a peasant. You don't think you are Christ. See, I think I am a Christ. I don't think I am the Christ. I know, that's probably contrary. But yeah, I understand. That's the reason you can't be it, because you can't see it. Hell, you can't even freaking say it. So you can't say it. How the hell you think you're going to be it? I am a millionaire. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in the Tokyo Dome. I can say it. Can you? I can see it, and I can be it, and I'm living it. And it is my prayer that one day, and that day is today, bump tomorrow, today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that you see yourself the way God designed yourself. That means that you stop, you block out, you close up, you make silent. That is the Greek word phroneo. Not phroneo, what was it? Phraso. Let me get it again. Phraso.
Phraso. Phraso.
That means to stop. Everything else that doesn't align with the word of God, stop. So if you meet Jim Bob, I know you like Jim Bob. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, you meet the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and the Reverend Dr. Bishop tell you a worthless piece of blankety blank. Frosno, stop. Stop listening to that bullshit. Because you can't be nothing because you're not thinking nothing. Because you got somebody else telling you you're a loser. Well, I don't think so, homie. Because now I got something that a lot of people don't have. Some people call it discernment.
5424. Frame. Frame.
I got frame. Do you got frame? I do. I don't know what y'all got, but I got frame. I got the ability to perceive and judge. I got frame. I got discernment. I got over, under, and understanding. Frame. Do you got frame? Well, God gave it to you. How come you ain't using it? Oh, you second-guessing yourself because why? Ah, you don't believe in yourself. Ah. So you don't have the last piece of the puzzle. Phraneo.
5426. Phraneo. Phraneo.
So you need to get you some phraneo. So phraneo means I have an under, over, and understanding of myself to be wise. I feel wise. I feel wealthy. I feel healthy. And I feel that I am in a harmonious environment, a peaceful, loving relationship. The whole definition of the word, let me read the whole definition and we'll close with this. It actually means savar. It's the word savior without the I. Ooh, S-A-V-O-U-R, savar. Now, are you sure you really understand what that means? I don't know. Do you really understand what that means? I don't know if you really understand, my brothers. I don't know if you really understand, my sisters. Save our what? Save our bye-bye, boo-boo. Look at the word S-A-V-O-R-U. Now, it's interesting because S-A-V-O-R is a word. S-A-V-O-U-R, that's how we got a word. Now, S-A-V-O-R, it means you got flavor. It comes from an old Latin word that simply means, you know, taste. Simply means you got, you know, substance. There's something to you. It means to perceive by taste. S-A-V. You have the ability right now to have an opinion of yourself, to think of yourself, to be modest, and to not let others' opinions override yours. You have the ability to not let one's opinion, though just, of himself to exceed the bounds of modesty, but to think and to judge one's opinion as to what it is, and to be of the same mind or in an agreement, to direct one's mind. To direct one's mind. Who's supposed to direct your mind, brother? Who is supposed to direct your mind? See, the Christ mindset, you direct your own mind. Right now, the Reverend Dr. Bishop is directing your mind. Now, what I'm saying is some deep shizness, but what I'm saying don't mean nothing compared to what you're saying. That's called mind chatter. Remember, mind chatter controls matter. Mind chatter controls matter. Mind chatter controls matter. Your mind controls matter. Your mind controls matter. Matter is the shizness, the hostile stuff around you. So if you want to change matter, change mind. Your mind produces your feelings. Your feelings produces your reality. If you feel it's real, it's real. Don't let nothing Don't let nobody outside of you change the feelings that's going on inside of you unless those feelings are whack, which is why I did today's show. Today's show, so that way I could change the way you feel, because what you feel is real for you. You control the narrative. You write the script. How do you write your script? How do you write the script? How do you write your script so that way you come out a multimillionaire? Let me tell you how to write the script. You tell them what to say. Oh, man, this is the – if you can understand that one statement. People repeat back to you whatever you whisper to them. How do you whisper? Unconsciously. So unconsciously – so I'm getting ready to leave. Get on the plane right now. Let me close because I don't want to be late. So where I'm going, they're going to tell me what I got in my brain right now. Why? I've already established my intention. So they're going to tell me, Brother Will, we thank you the greatest thanks to sliced bread. Brother Will, we really impressed with your books and your shows. Brother Will, we thank you are the man for the job. Brother Will, you write your own. How much you want to get paid? Brother Will, do you want your own office? How many days do you want a week? Do you want to work here in, you know, the state that you fly into? Or you want to stay in the state of Texas? In other words, they are going to be willing to do whatever I say. Why? Why would anybody just do what I say? I understand who I am. I'm the child's king. My mind is awake. I ain't asleep. I control the narrative. This is my world. Everybody else is just living in it. You control your world, brother. You control your words establishes your world. Use your words wisely because you must stand before God and give an account for every word that you freaking speak. So I recommend that you speak wisely. I know I do. I use my intention to align with God's invention, which means his design is how I establish and how I shine. Based upon my design, that establishes how I shine. I'm a metaphysical teacher. I'm a master teacher. I'm a didactic teacher. So I'm going to go to Cali, and guess what I'm going to do down there? I'm going to teach. And everybody's going to say, dude, that dude is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Why are they going to say that? Because the Bible told me they was going to say that. When did it tell you that, Brother Will? Well, I read in the Bible where it says, your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. Now, I don't know what y'all are doing, but my gift is making room for me, and it's taking me. What y'all going to do? I mean, not you, but, you know, people, you know. Your gift makes room for you and takes you before kings. Romans 7. Or was it Romans 8? Everybody's been predestined out, so you got a gift. Even if you don't know what it is, if you don't want to know what it is, you should email me so we can do your Dear Canary report and you can understand. And then all you got to do is one thing is say, hey, now I'm certain. I'm certain I got a gift. I'm certain I know what it is. And I'm certain my gift is going to make room for me and it's going to take me before kings. Where the kings at? Well, my gift is taking me before kings. Why? That's what I order. People repeat back to me what I tell them to say. It ain't no happenstance. You think this stuff is happening just because, oh, Brother Will got lucky? That dog don't hunt. I don't do luck. This is predestined, preordained. It is done unto you as you believe. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Brothers and sisters, that's the Christ awakened state. Wake up. Control the narrative. Don't let the dominant culture control your narrative. Nobody's writing a narrative for me anymore. I write my own narrative. Based upon the 888, because that carries the potential of transforming every relationship with abundance and with wealth and with prosperity. That's what 888 stands for. Eight is the money of manifesting and material manifestation. Nobody on this call should have a money problem. Nobody. Why? Because your creator don't have a money problem, and you are the creator. You are a miniature version of a bigger version. And it's important that you start acting, walking, and vibing as a creator. Brothers and sisters, this your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I got this. I'ma get this cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah, life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the big. biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me and how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun, stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern, ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this, cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way, stop me from greatness.
I'm done.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again.
I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.